Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look, now look at his steal. Here's the steal. 3-on-1. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mizzen.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mabin. About midway to the midday with Marcus Mabin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mabin. So sit back and relax and watch Mabin.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mabin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mabin and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Mabin here on 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage and the one, the only, Coach Mark Lieberman. Hanging out here. What's up, man? Thank you. I get my music first before you do.
Well, that's the way it should be. So I should not have talked through that. So if Nick wanted to play it again, I would be fine with that.
Yeah. No, look, we're good. Nicky V in the booth. Nick, how's your last 24
hours been? They want the boot.
Oh, man. If there was something stiffer than bourbon last night, I would have drank it. But, yeah, we'll address it on the beach show. We made some mistakes, and we'll own up to it.
Yeah, that's not whatever. That's a very minuscule thing.
But I need to play a sounder for Leaps. I mean, he's, on the show, so how about this one?
Yes! Okay. That's awesome!
There you go, Leaps. You get a sounder.
I like it.
Do you know what movie that's from?
Yes. And the fact that you would even ask me that, that's the old school scene when he shot...
the dart.
Yeah, there's a fucking dart in your neck. Yeah. What's that?
He goes, that
oh, God, is that bad?
He said, this thing a penetrate a rhino from 200 yards away.
Will Ferrell. I couldn't believe I couldn't think of his name.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Well, me and Coach Leibs, we're out here today at Coach Lieberman. Maybe I should start getting... We'll get into some things. Well, maybe not that, but maybe I just got to get, for no reason whatsoever, I may need to start getting him
more professional. You're going to start addressing me as Grand Poobah.
Coach Lieberman. but anyways, we're out here at Triple Crown Dentistry. My guy, Dr. Eric Nunley out here is taking care of me. He's taking care of Drew. He's going to take care of Drew here in a few minutes. And Drew's getting a crown put on. And listen, I despise the dentist. And he has absolutely made things. Listen, flying and meeting Dr. Eric Nunley are the two things that changed my life the most. Flying shrunk the world for me. Because I don't know if you know this, man. I didn't fly up until 3 years ago.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Yeah. I was a walk-on of college. I was a walk-on in college football. And it was like the Royce White situation. Like, part of me quit because I was like, I can't fly. I have anxiety attack.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it was, like, that bad. So, I flew to Vegas, 3 years ago. I'm a frequent flyer now. If I could fly to work, I would. I don't drive anywhere. So.
You ready to get, a pilot's license?
No, I don't want to fly it. No, flying it sounds...
That's the next step for you.
No, that sounds horrific. I don't want to do that at all. But I will, now it's like, man, Orlando, people are like, go down all the time. I'm like, it's an hour and a half away. it's not 13 hours away. It's an hour and a half away, you know? So it's like, yeah. So that and then meeting Dr. Eric Nunley, I had so much stuff wrong with my teeth, man. I never go to the dentist. I'm scared of them. I don't like
I'm checking them out right now. They look good.
Well, he's actually about to finish them off for me and get, now he's fixed everything in my mouth. Now it's going to start whitening them up.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I'm going to have a great headshot, you know, look good. I mean, I'm already sexy dude.
Oh, I mean, that goes with
and if
saying.
That, you know, listen, I get the pearly whites. Listen, man, I'll be 12 out of 10. So
you're already at 11.7.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so here's what I want to do. I want to catch people up today, just kind of what's happened the last 24 hours since we've been off the air. Now, Coach is here, and obviously Coach, I'm going to talk some basketball with him and some things. There's some things when I discuss this that we'll let Coach set out of right now, just because you never know. You know what I'm saying? You never know what could happen. So just to kind of catch everybody up where we're at. We get off the air yesterday. I talked about yesterday. I did believe on firsthand knowledge, and I still do, that Richard Pitino would take this job. Okay, I think a lot of people were kind of surprised that would be the case, but he will. Last night, the overwhelming kind of groundswell was that it was probably Josh Schertz was going to be the guy. Last night, some things start getting talked about. All of a sudden, you get a Jody Demling report. You get a, Mike Rutherford is on space like everybody else right now. And it seems like it could still be Josh Schertz. He might and probably is still the leader in the clubhouse. But it's not what it was Sunday night, Monday morning anymore. We say, okay, well, what happened here? Drew Diener talked about it on his show this morning. So I'm not breaking anything here that he hasn't said. There was a conversation between Richard and U of L on Sunday, and there was a conversation yesterday. That's all that was said from Drew Diener this morning. So that's kind of where we set this morning now, where you go, okay, this thing looks like it's coming down to – oh, and here's what I do love. By the way, Nick, let me say this to you. I always judge by how my rival reacts. Nat Jones gets on a space on Saturday night with Drew Diener and says, we should hire Josh Schertz. That's what he feels like we should do.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I bet you do think that. Now, granted, we're going to talk about Josh Schertz because even though me and Nick got into it yesterday, I don't dislike him. But Matt Jones wants to hire Josh Schertz, but he tweets out this morning. You want to know what he tweets out this morning? Oh, I can't believe U of L would consider Richard Pitino. Oh, well, I bet.
Exactly.
I bet. So my rival wants me to hire Josh Schertz, but Richard Pitino, I mean, God, if you guys would do that, that's a joke. That tells me all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
That means there's one you don't want hired here, and there's one you do, okay? And now, granted, like I said, if I do think Josh Schertz is in play. You know a lot about Josh Schertz and his game and different things, and we'll discuss that. I do want it made clear, even though me and Nick, like I said, joking around, I mean, we got a little heated at each other yesterday, and not at each other, but in conversation. I didn't want that to come off like either of us was saying, like Nick was saying he didn't want Richard, and I was saying I just didn't want Josh Schertz. Like, if it's Josh Schertz, I'll abandon the program. You know, like, I don't feel that way, okay?
Well, that's the one thing about you, and you are just – you're so loyal. You're so deep into what this program it should be and what it's about. You care, and you're passionate.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, yeah, and if you want – and you want who you want – you know, I mean, everybody wants who they want. That's okay. I mean, listen, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'll just say it on air. I mean, and you stay quiet on this. I mean, part of me wants Richard Pitino because, I know you have a connection there, and I would be really excited for you. You're my friend, dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and again, you don't say a word. Like, Lieberman's not going to say a word right now. But, like, sure. I mean, yeah, there's reasons I would want Richard Pitino. I mean, Drew Diener said it. You know, he's like, yeah, I know Richard. I would love that, you know? I mean, and I love the Patinos, you know, and the name there and different stuff. So, I mean, yeah, there's reasons, but at the end of the day, what has to be most important, and by the way, 8150, 93.9, 38.31, 93.9, you got Coach here if you want to call in. He'll chat with you. We'll have fun. We're out here at Triple Crown Dentistry until noon. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is we get everybody, whoever the hire is, this is me as a Louisville fan, we have to just get on board with it. Okay, listen, I'm going to be very disappointed if it's not Richard Pitino, but I have to get on board with it. Mm-hmm. Okay, if it is Richard Pitino, I do think that there's a lot of people that will be excited about it, but there will be some that's not. I would say get on board with it. By the way, did you see the sign that's hanging at the sack this morning?
I got a text from Drew this morning. I hadn't seen that. And so, yeah, and I know, yeah, that's reached certain people in the Richard camp as well.
This guy has gotten over there.
Look, that's...
Yeah, I was going to say, I want you to, you go ahead and just, I mean, you watch a search from afar and you watch, you know, different things as far as that goes. But just, I mean, you know, what have kind of been your thoughts on it just over the last 24 hours and different things, you know, when you're looking at U of L?
Yeah, and look, I'm not going to hide the fact that Richard Pitino and I are close and we're friends.
Sure.
And we talk and so on. And look, he's done an amazing job at New Mexico. What mm-hmm. they've done, they win the Mountain West, and you look at, you know, a San Diego State, you look yep. at Colorado State, you look at all those teams, Utah State and so on, and all those unbelievable coaches. And they had
yes.
five teams in the NCAA tournament. And He wins the conference. That place was rocking and rolling.
Yep.
And you can envision how the Yum Center can be again.
Absolutely.
With those type of things.
Absolutely.
He just gets this place, and I would just say from the standpoint of having worked with him for 2 years, we were both together on staff here at Louisville. I went with him as assistant coach at FIU.
FIU.
And
y'all went to the tournament?
We did not go to the tournament.
No, but you went
We went to the championship game.
The championship game, that's uh-huh. right. The championship game.
Yep.
Yep.
Of the Sun Belt. And you know, from there, you know, he goes to Minnesota. And again, that was just, you know, you just – seeing it firsthand, we grew a great relationship as he was recruiting Rakeem Buckles. We spent a lot of time together.
Sure.
We talked basketball. For people to understand, and I hear this comparison, you know, people talking about comparisons to his father and so on, he learned a lot in his time with Billy Donovan as well.
Mm.
He has such a great offensive mind.
I was going to say, talk on that for a minute, because I
sure.
think people forget. Because if you would have asked anybody right off the bat, okay, who would be the grand slam home run hire here at Louisville? If you could hire anybody, Billy Donovan's name would have came up in 80% of those conversations.
Sure.
Okay. You know, yeah, you can hire anybody. Look, the other ones would be Rick Pitino. All jokes aside, you know, you go, yeah, you, mm-hmm. you get one of them. So will you speak on that for a second?
Of course.
Because he was, I think people forget, he was under Billy Donovan as well.
Right. So, and the one thing that he took a lot, but understanding how to, you know, when people talk about scouting reports and you talk about preparing for games, for most people, they're going to think, okay, you know what the other team's going to run. So they're going to run this play. They're going to run motion offense or pin downs or whatever
sure.
it is, and you know how to take it away. He's really, really good, and that he took a lot of that from Billy as well.
Yeah.
Is that he understands now how to attack teams, like what they do defensively. All right, this team likes to switch. This team likes to, so now we can run a lot of slips.
Yeah.
Or this team likes to hedge on ball screens. So we're going to run roll and replace action on high ball screens. Stuff like that. My point is he really understands how to attack teams, and you saw that at New Mexico. They just did an amazing job of that. And I will also say that you talk about a guy that's not going to rest on his laurels and understand what his last name is. From the inside and seeing him firsthand, the year that we went to the Final Four and when he came back from working at UF and then we were worked here together, how much time and how painstaking he is with every little nuance of film and understanding that Draymond Green, every time he would drive left, he would drive left two dribbles and always spin back.
Yeah.
We had Jared Swapshire, I think, knock a ball out one time just because of that in the game. He is meticulous. He commands a presence as well.
Yeah.
And so for people to just think, okay, it's just, hey, his last name is Pitino. I got to see it firsthand. I got to see what he was able to do at you know, a program like FIU, which, you know, when we when that happened, I mean, his family didn't even want him to take it. It was such disarray.
You forced him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I twisted his arm
because
of the weather in Miami.
Then you want to go to Florida.
Yes, and it was close to Disney World.
Mark Lieberman hates Louisville. That's fine.
I like the weather.
No. Okay, but I mean, the stuff you're saying, and like you say, you know, I don't really get into the, hey, the only reason he's getting considered is because of his last name, because we just did that. We just did that. I just went through a basket or a football hire where multiple people said, the only reason you want him is because he's a Brahm. His record's not that good at Purdue. He's only a couple games over 500. Well, that worked out pretty well because he gets the job.
So.
He gets the job. And here, I don't think it is, because I think a lot of people sometimes you'll say things, and it's a legit argument, or a legit, not argument, it's a legit pushback when people say, you know, I feel like here we try to rekindle the past a little too much or whatever. And part of me does understand that. And it might be true that we are a little lustful for how things were, you know, when it comes to this program. But this program is so unique in you have to understand what you're getting into. You have to understand the layout. You have to. It's why when people brought up. I mean, for me, whatever. I don't, you know, I rarely sip around on a drink. You know, I don't drink very much at all, okay? So, but for me, I understood. It sounded silly when you said, well, man, Scott Drew don't drink. He don't do, you know, he's not, he don't gamble. He doesn't get into horse racing. He doesn't. It's like, oh, that may be a problem. Mm-hmm. And here, that sounds crazy. Because, yes, at the end of the day, if you're winning, nothing else matters. But Charlie was winning. Charlie Strong was winning here. He didn't understand the area. Didn't understand this place. If you ever saw pictures of Teddy Bridgewater's senior day game, they had one loss, Mark. Probably 20,000 people in the stands.
Really?
Tops. Because he didn't get it. Mm-hmm. People didn't connect with him. He was awesome. Charlie Strong was awesome here. But people didn't. I mean, Charlie Strong was pissed off because you guys were playing Kentucky in the Final Four and people weren't covering the football. We're like, Charlie, we don't even know you exist right now, dude. Kentucky's playing Louisville in the Final Four. You know, like, he didn't get it.
Yeah,
there's something to getting it.
No question. And that's.
And nobody gets it better in the, I'm sorry, in the pool we're looking at now. Listen, I love Richard. I love him. But look, if it was the pool right now, it was Nate Oates, Richard Pitino, Scott Drew, Chris Beard, and somebody else, I would go, yeah, it would sound a little silly for me to be like, oh, you got to hire him. You got to hire him. These are pretty good coaches, okay? Resume-wise. But in the pool we're picking from now, I'm telling you right now, there's nobody is going to get it like he gets it.
You said, look, the guys that are the names that are floating around, Pat Kelsey, Josh Schertz, good coaches, really good coaches.
Seems like those two and Richard are where I would bet my life the coaches come from those
three. And I don't have any inside information as far as that goes.
Sure.
But I'm just saying those guys, I know them. I have relationships with those guys. But to your point, you talk about someone who, and for lack of a better way of putting it, gets it.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that Richard understands the fabric of everything here, having gone through the good, the bad, everything. So he understands what he wants. He is very affable. He is, you know, it's as far as socially and social media and engaging a fan base, engaging the community that gets people excited, you know, and that is a huge part of this. And that's it. The game has switched also with NIL. The relationships he continues to have in this city is tremendous. So that is you're spot on.
And Mark, I said it, Coach. I said it yesterday too, man. It's like I call you Mark because we're friends.
You could call me
Coach out of respect when we're on the air. but I mean, listen. Here's my thing too. I don't buy into players need healing. That bothered me. That bothered me all along with when it. You know what I'm saying? But the fans do. The fans do need
healing.
Great
point.
And this is one of those hires I think would do it. I do. I mean, and again, look, if Josh Schertz comes in here, I'll get behind him. Man, whatever. If Pat Kelsey comes in here, I can get – Pat Kelsey's energetic. I can get behind Pat Kelsey. But there's something about the healing, I think, that could take place with the Richard Pitino. Again, not with the players. You pointed at me. What was you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, like, look, you know what players – how they you heal them? You get them better, and you have a chance for them to make money and be professionals. 100%. And they have a chance to win. That's how you – that's what players want. To think that they are going to be – caught up in everything that's happened over the – no.
Yeah.
They want to win basketball games.
Yeah.
They want to help their NIL. They want a chance to improve and get better. And Richard is tremendous at individual development, individual skill work. That's something that, you know, maybe I love to do as well.
You're good.
So, like, that's what players want. They just – they gravitate towards that. The times I had Kyle Couric and Peyton Siva and all those guys in the gym late at night and just doing – you know, all kinds of advanced stuff for those guys that they love.
Yes.
They love that stuff.
Yeah, man.
That's the healing part for the players. They just want to get better. They want to win. They want to have fun.
It's a great point.
But, yes, this is – it has become divisive. It has become something out there where, yeah, you just – people want to have fun with basketball. This is a –
I think so.
When I got here, man, you know, yes, football is – Coach Brom and what's happened in the past. This is a great football town as well.
Yeah.
But, man, when I got here and to really grasp what it was, I did – when I was coming up here and I got hired, I was doing research. I was reading up on stuff. But you could just – you can't even explain how important everything was to this fan base.
Coach, when you feel connected – here's my thing. When you feel connected to a coach – do you realize Jeff Brom? We had a great season. By the way, they're having pro day right now, and they're killing it.
Yeah,
so I know they're not listening, so I can bring this up. Jeff Brom had a great season. Jeff Brom lost to Kentucky, Florida State, and USC to end the season. But you're connected to him. Grace there. I used this point yesterday. It's the only point Nick gave me credit for yesterday. He pooped on me everywhere else. Just absolutely just pooped all over me. Thanks, Nick. By the way, are you there, Nick, or are you just...
Yeah, no, I'm just listening. I'm trying to I'm trying to find the fart sound effect. There we go. Yeah, there we go.
I was going
to
say...
I'm doing some big-time hard-hitting work back here. I'm trying to find fart buttons.
Okay, I was going to say, buddy, you can always chime in. But yeah, you know, I'm joking around. But, I mean, I do think that, man, they lost those three games, but you're connected to him. So you know what you said? You're not like, dude, get out of here. Y'all fell on your face at the end of the year. It's like, okay... we didn't like that. How do we get this better together? What can we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, okay, you fix it here, you fix it here. I think Richard would have that kind of grace, that it would be like, we want you to succeed so bad. I said it yesterday. If Richard – listen, if anybody wins a title, there's going to be insane excitement. Okay, just, it don't matter. I don't care. It's Pat Kelsey, Josh Schertz. We're going to be jacked. Richard wins one, people are in the stands with tears in their eyes. Like, that's the difference to me. There's a connection there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's an important thing around here.
The fan base believes in Coach Brom.
Yeah.
And you talk about someone that is absolutely consumed with – not just winning,
sure,
but doing, understanding
not
what this
losing.
Job entails. The right, the, but the hats that you have to wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, heavy is the head that wears the crown. He is.
You need to be at the fish fry.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying. You need to be doing things like that.
He understands
that matters,
that wholeheartedly.
Man. God,
he
that
understands
here.
How to interact, and he understands what it takes. And that's one thing I've always what we did. I mean, we walked around. When we got to FIU, we're walking around campus and just telling people about – because you would have 100, 200 people at games. Mm-hmm. So we're doing everything we can at a place like that.
Yeah.
And then he goes to a place like Minnesota. Look, he was young and 1 year at FIU, and then all of a sudden – and to win at a place like that, which he was successful, and to do things well, I mean, that takes a lot.
Yeah.
Now, look in 3 years at New Mexico. I mean, it's just amazing. That place was just – was dormant, and you look at that arena, the pit, and all that kind of stuff, it's electric. And he's posting stuff of when they came back from winning the Mountain West.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was – the airport was just wall-to-wall people.
Yeah.
So, and to think that he didn't have a factor in all that stuff from just not just, hey, we're just going to win and that other stuff will take care of itself. No. He understands what this town, what basketball means to
us. Well, if you go back, and I did, I went back and watched his introductory press conference at New Mexico. And I'm not even from New Mexico, and it pumped me up. Mm-hmm. The way he come in and he said, we have to get New Mexico basketball to be the talk of New Mexico again. It was an awesome press conference. They were outdoors. The mountains were behind them.
Yes.
I think it was kind of during COVID, like they were still right after COVID or whatever. And just, man, the way he – you could tell. He was like – he stood up there, and you would have been like – that guy knows everything there is about New Mexico. He grew up in New Mexico. He had to have grown up in New Mexico. And the people were just cheering. And he's like, you know why people would come here? Because we got the pit. He's like, we're going to have that place rocking like it was rocking back in the day. You know, and it was like, yeah, he gets it. He's not even from there, Mark.
No, and they watch Breaking Bad, too. So to get really ingratiated to the entire lifestyle of everything out there. So he understood that part. But seriously, look, you mentioned it. There's really good basketball coaches out there. And I will tell you that I do know Josh Schertz. I do know Pat Kelsey. Those guys are really good basketball coaches.
I'm intrigued with Pat Kelsey. I will say that. I don't want to totally do the whole show just pumping. I don't want people to feel like I'm just pumping Richard.
Sure, it's exciting that the
I struggle.
That
yeah. Oh no, it's extremely
so
exciting.
So it's
and I'm
fun
going
for
to
talk about.
Yeah,
that.
I'm going to because he's a candidate of one. I mean, you the candidate of one. I did radio for 3 years for free to get this job. So you know what? I get the right to pump my candidate.
You absolutely do.
But here's the thing, man. Pat Kelsey's intriguing to me. He's won at Winthrop. He's been to the NCAA tournament multiple times. He's won at Charleston now. I do think he's energetic. I think he's somebody that people won't be excited about immediately, but I think he can win the press conference. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and there's things the way they play that I like. It does concern me. That's a long resume, and you've not once had the Power 5 job yet. I don't throw you out because of that. It does make me – just things that make me go, you know, well, you've been coaching for a while. You haven't got an opportunity yet. Whereas I do feel like Richard got an opportunity. You know, I compare Richard and Jeff Brohm so much in their past resumes. They did really – look, they were great assistants. They did really good. Western Kentucky, FIU, they took a job that's tough to win at. Brohm, if he stays at Purdue, eventually, I don't know when, coaches that go to Purdue typically get fired or have to move on. That probably would have happened to Jeff. That's what happened to Richard at Minnesota. Every coach that's ever taken that job has been fired. Tubby Smith won a national championship. Couldn't win anything up in Minnesota.
Yeah. And if I could chime in here on this, I think it's a totally different animal if the portal and the NIL situation was available to him at Minnesota. It changes.
Yeah. You're not getting Mott's
script. Right. He's he is.
He had Mott's stock, man.
He would galvanize and get that kind of thing rolling as well. So he didn't have those options. You've got to beat out. You're in the Big Ten. You got to beat out Michigan, Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to beat out.
Listen, it's Kentucky football in the SEC. I mean, listen, as much as I hate my rival, man, I go, dude, you're not going to catch some of those teams. It's just, it's brutal. I mean, that's generational. Okay, Nick, let's take a couple calls because we've went on before. Is that okay before we do a break?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We're on schedule. We're fine.
Okay, cool. You say Jimmy.
Jimmy,
welcome into 93.9 The Ville. What's up, buddy?
And then I proceed.
Hey, good morning, guys. Doing a good job, as always.
Thanks, man.
And no problem. And, wow, it just seems like some of the clouds that were kind of hanging over this thing, they're starting to drift. And maybe it's just me being a little too optimistic, but it seems like it's becoming more and more clear. And things have a funny way of working out. But at this point, I'm going to be a little disappointed if it's not Richard. You know, and obviously, you know, he probably wouldn't be on the radar at all if not for his last name. And you made the comparison to Coach Brohm, you know, the same thing in football. Those things may be true, but guess what? They are their last names. So, you know, that hopefully that's a benefit to us. And Coach Lieberman's talking about, you know, various things, and you are too, just things to justify why he would be great. And I'm
listen, coach knows much more than me. You can say it, you know, but I appreciate you lumping me in there. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, but as he immediately starts talking about attention to detail and, you know, how he scouts from a defensive standpoint and offensive standpoint, you know, those are the fine details that obviously you know, even the average Joe isn't necessarily listening for in a press conference. But those are big things, along with, you know, his coaching tree, obviously what he's been around. But for me, more than anything, and step two, you know, step one is the biggest thing, and I'll come back to that. But step two for me, whoever it is going to be how this guy attacks the transfer portal and handles that. But step one for 100%. Me, and I know Richard will knock this part out of the park, but step one for me is it's got to be somebody that brings energy and juice and is going to get people to help resurrect this thing. And to me, that's why he is he's the guy. He's the perfect candidate. Somebody we've talked about, you know, some more serious at times than others. You know, he's kind of come up, but it within the last 24 hours, it's like, wow, he's totally shot up the list. I think he's our guy, man. I hope it happens. And again, things work out in really funny, just crazy ways. But I hope it's his job, and I hope he gets his back.
For sure, man. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, look, if he gets the gig, he'll get this program back.
Oh, absolutely. Matthew on Twitter, I will say this, man. He says, respectfully, I'm going to cry next time we go to the Final Four, let alone win a national title, whoever the coach is. I feel you on that, too. Like, I will, too. But let me see. What about these numbers? I do want to put these numbers out really quick before we get to this next phone call. This is KenPom.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we believe we're talking Indiana State. I believe we're talking Josh Schertz, Pat Kelsey, Richard Pitino. I would bet my life the next coach is one of those three guys.
Mm-hmm.
College of Charleston, 101 overall, 54 in offense, 179 in defense. Okay? Indiana State, 41 overall. This is KenPom. 18 in offense, 103 in defense. It's not bad. 18. I mean, 18 is good. You got top 20 offense. That's good. New Mexico, 27 overall, 24 in defense, 47 in offense.
And I ask people to look at the conferences as well. So if you look at, now you're talking Mountain West with, you know, a team that was playing for the national championship.
Yeah.
You know, Boise State, all those teams that made the NCAA tournament. Utah State, we just saw Danny Sprinkle go to Washington.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know,
five bid league, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And could have been six with UNLV.
Sure.
Who's still playing in the NIT as well. So to do that against some of the really, really good teams out there,
I believe
that's a part of it as well.
I believe New Mexico, I know at one point they beat two ranked teams in 1 week because they were ranked themselves. I think they ended up with three, four top 25 wins this season.
I know they blasted San Diego State at home.
Yeah.
They beat Colorado State and so on. And those teams, people got to see them. I mean, that's a really, really tough league. And not to take something away from the CAA.
San Diego State's a hell of a team.
Yeah.
I think, unfortunately for them, they're going to run up on UConn.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
I think it's Thursday or Friday night. They're one of those teams that's like, man, if you were in another bracket, you know, like if you got another one seed, you'd have a shot. Yeah.
I love UConn.
I do too.
I've said they're going to win it all.
Yep.
Kamani Young, who's the associate head coach there, worked with us at FIU.
He was
on staff. So.
You mean so Kamani Young, who worked at UConn, who's the main head assistant at UConn, worked with you and Richard at FIU.
He was with us. Our staff was
That's crazy.
Our staff was Kamani,
that?
Mike Pilato, myself, and Richard. So
I love Mike.
Yeah. And Kamani's just done a bang up job.
He has been fantastic.
Yes. So
fantastic. That's something. That's look. Things that make you go, that's good to know. So, anyways,
sip from your beverage.
I had a nice little sip. Let me see, Nick. Did we have Mike? Let's get Mike real quick, and then I'll get you back on schedule, bud.
Sounds good, Mike. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, buddy?
Pitino, man, he doesn't move the needle, man.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
Tell me
why. He had enough in Minnesota to win to do better than what he did. If Chris Collins can do with Northwestern, but if you look at those Minnesota teams, he got fired because he was terrible. He had enough to get to the tournament or make some runs. So I'm not buying that. You got a guy right down the street from you that if you want to move the needle, if you want to make Louisville into the national brand or back to the national championships or in the conversation, you got a guy right down the street that will crawl to Louisville. This guy's a three-time Pac-12 tournament champion, five-time Pac-12 regular season champion, A-10 tournament champion, three-time A-10 regular season champion, three-time Pac-12 coach of the year, A-10 coach of the year. He's been to the NCAA tournament 15 times, four Elite Eights, four Sweet 16s, and he's put 26 players in the pros, including Deontay Ayton. Deontay Ayton and Aaron Gordon. And
list is huge. And, absolutely.
And his name is Sean Miller.
Yes, sir.
And the stuff that he got accused of is legal now.
Absolutely.
I don't understand this whole goody two shoes approach about, oh, we need somebody clean. Come on, man. If they're coaching at another school right now, then it'd be different if they got in trouble and not coaching in the school. But when you got a Chris Beard that's coaching at Ole Miss or Sean Miller, at Xavier, it doesn't matter what they did in the past. You're getting these lame coaches that's not going to move. Everybody you name, and you're going to be right where you are. At the bottom of the ACC. If you want to be big boy, you got to go big game hunt. And, you know, it's not a matter about what somebody did in their past. You know, they've made up for their sins. They're coaching big-time college basketball. Go and call Sean Miller, be a big-time program and not a junior college or commuter college, and do what you got to do. You're talking about these little the list is not a that's what makes a school like Alabama different from a Louisville. You're aiming low. Talking about what somebody did in the past. Nobody cares about what somebody did in the past. That's why people like, they like ADs that don't care. I mean, Patino had his stuff in the issue. Bobby Petrino had his stuff in the past. But, you know, they came back. You can't keep recycling the Patinos and all that. Go get Sean Miller, call it a day, and I guarantee you'll be back on top.
I appreciate the call, Mike.
And that's great that people have their opinions.
Yeah.
And no one's trying to sway. I'm certainly not doing that.
I like Sean Miller.
He's an excellent coach. I'm just talking to what I know. And that's the beauty of what we talked about earlier, the passion. People have guys that they believe in, that they want. And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that.
And I like Sean Miller, too. But what I'm telling you is, I mean, Drew just tweeted out, he thinks for Richard Pitino to get the job, Josh Schertz is going to have to turn it down. I hear you, Mike. I love Sean Miller. But what I'm telling you is it's going to be Richard Pitino or Josh Schertz. Sean Miller's a great hire.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have no problem if they went and hired Josh Schertz or Sean Miller. Absolutely.
And people gravitate to things they know and they're familiar with.
Yeah.
So the unknowns are there.
Sure.
And so that's human nature.
But what I'm
natural.
Telling you is the conversation mm-hmm. that we're having is – it's going to be one of those three guys. I'm telling you that right now. It's going to be Pat Kelsey, sure, to Richard Pitino. So that's the candidates I'm evaluating. So, I mean, yeah, I feel you, Mike. You call and you can argue with me about Sean Miller. Right. I feel you. I think he's a great coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy to have Sean Miller here. But he's not on the table. So when I look at these candidates, I say, to me, it's Richard. So, all right, Nick, let's take a break. We'll come back. Midday's Mark Smaven on 939 The Ville.
Hey, guys, did you know tomorrow is International Whiskey Day? And there's no better way to spend International Whiskey Day than sipping your favorite pours at Twin Peaks. Stick to the classics or mix things up with a new twist on an old fashioned, or you can indulge in a rare bottle from Grandpa's stash. However you celebrate, the Lodge has you covered. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Thank you.
welcome back. The days of Marcus Maven here on 93 Now the Ville. No Marcus Maven today. He'll be back tomorrow, I believe. I believe he'll be back tomorrow. So I know some people will be happy about that don't like me. So
who can like you? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, give me names. Who doesn't like you, Steve?
Well, listen, but people will be very sad to know that Marcus also wants Richard Pitino. So, if you don't like my Richard Pitino talk, you're not going to like Marcus. You're not going to like listening to Marcus either. So that's who he wants as well. Anyways, we'll get to all that. Did you say we have Doc on the line? Because we're out
we do,
here.
We do.
Okay, well, we're out here at Triple Crown Dentistry right now. Dr. Eric Nelly actually fixing Drew Diener's crown as we speak. So working, doing a little Drew Diener work right now. But, man, Louisville Dental Implants, just the best, the absolute best in the industry, man. When I come here, I never, like I said, dude, I had a wisdom tooth pulled, the tooth in front of it pulled, and an implant put in all in the same day. And not just any. He said it was the biggest implant he's ever put in. And it wasn't that bad.
You're a big guy.
I know, but it wasn't that bad.
Walking in today, it's a very, very, like, almost nourishing type place.
Yeah.
Very, very, it's got
almost
a nice
like you
little,
sink into a bosom.
Yeah. I would probably.
Motherly. It's like a motherly yes. bosom.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
It's a nice place. Very comforting. Seems like a safe place.
Yeah, it's a safe
place. Which you got to have with a dentist.
Yeah, everybody's safe here if you feel good. All right. Well, to one doc to another. Doc, welcome in, man. What's going on, bud?
Hey, how you doing? I need to make a confession. I have not watched much of any of New Mexico until the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
And I was really surprised and disappointed to see how many uncontested three-point shots Clemson got to put up against Richard's team. And what overall was their three-point defense like as compared to our miserable three-point defense this past year for us?
Well, I don't know. I know it was better because, like I said, I know they were 27 KenPom overall defense, but I don't know. It would be interesting because there's a lot of three-shot in the Mountain West, so I mean,
look, they're a very good, sound defensive team. If you look at Clemson, the shots they even got off against Baylor the other night, they play inside out, and that's not really how a lot of teams play.
But,
you know, with PJ Hall and so on. If you look at it, the amount of unchallenged, if you look at like from analytics because believe me, he charts uncontested shots and so on. And I know that's a sample size. I know it's the NCAA tournament.
Well, yeah, sure.
To say he's not focused on challenging shots.
Well, and you're talking about the number one 3-point shooting team. I mean, or you know. One of the top, you know, and so in the Mountain West Conference.
And
so
sometimes because they were doubling the post, sometimes they were in scramble mode. Sometimes, like, you have to command who's closing out. And those type of things, sometimes in the NCAA tournament, it's just, you know.
It's a fair question, though. I mean, Clemson. Clemson boat race.
They did.
Yeah, it's an absolutely fair question.
Right. And so, like, you know, for things like, does that really change – you know, what people think. You look at James Madison, they couldn't guard a ball screen if their life depended on against Duke. And they're a very good defensive team.
Sure.
But they gave up.
Doc, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, appreciate the call.
Yeah, they gave up a bunch of actions. Those things just happen. And when you see them just for the first time, you're like, okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, absolutely. But, I mean, again, like I said, I mean, I'm not saying, like, there's not criticism there to be had.
There's always
criticism.
I mean,
I would imagine Richard wasn't thrilled after that game.
Look, there's a little piece of you dies inside as a coach, you know, and you always remember the losses and those things you just focus on. What could you have done differently? And every coach in the NCAA tournament who doesn't win the championship, you know, there's only one person that's going to win their last game, and everybody else is going to be, I should have done this, and I should have done that, and that's what this business is all about.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, and also one thing I do, it's the same thing that you have to do with Josh Schertz. If Josh Schertz ends up being the guy, and it looks like there's a real chance he could be, you have to project how, first off, if he can get players at this level. And two, and the same goes for Richard, even though, I mean, I think with Richard, I do have a little bit of a sample size because I watched him get players to, you know, and even where he's at now. I mean, when you look at the roster that he had there, But when I say, okay, what could Richard do with the $4 million salary cap? What could Josh Sherritz do with the $4 million salary cap? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these teams are going to be all these coaches, and I do think, again, I'll say it again, I think the coach is going to come from Josh Sherritz, Richard Pitino, and possibly Pat Kelsey. It's going to be one of those three. All three, you are projecting a little bit with a salary cap now, because last time Richard was in Power 5, he didn't have that. He didn't have NIL. So it's almost like a fresh thing for him as well, even though he's recruited at the Power 5 level and recruited well at the Power 5 level. So it's interesting, and like I said, it's a lot of projecting no matter which direction we end up going. I mean, while I say, yeah, I think Richard Pitino will get the fan base the most together, the most excited, it's still going to be a little bit of a projection of what can they do.
Always.
You know.
And that's part of it. There's nothing – right, that you can't change about that. And everybody has their warts. Everybody has things that...
I got it right here, by the way, too. New Mexico was 21st in the country in three-point defense. Let me see. It says team shot 30.4% from three against them this year.
Yeah, and
so that's
and
pretty good.
It's really... for people to understand, when you go into the NCAA tournament, when you play teams in your conference and when you play some of those games, mm-hmm. it is... teams are putting in different wrinkles. There's always teams putting in two or three or four different actions that you haven't seen. And, you know, you're trusting your players. I know you got upset with me when I told you that coaches are helpless at times.
Yeah, well, that's because I watched you choke away the TBT. You personally.
And that's just part of it. Like, there's times that, like, you could just see, like, you're apoplectic about some of the things that happen on the floor.
Yeah.
And but to say that, you know, that's not a focus and that's not, like, that's the one thing I could say, having worked with him for 2 years, you know, just well-rounded. He took the best of what Billy Donovan had offensively.
Absolutely.
And took the best of what his dad did defensively
as
well.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a pretty good mix.
Not too shabby.
Pretty good mix.
Right?
Yeah, pretty good mix. All right, Nick, how are we on the phone lines right now? Are we good to go? Are we?
We are clear, my friend.
Okay, all right. Well, then let's do this. Let's go ahead and take our top of the hour break now. We'll come back. We'll chat about some more stuff in the second hour. You know, because there's other coaching things to look. Like I said, I want Rick. I want Richard. I would like that. But there is a very chance it's not. So I want to ask you a little bit about some other stuff, too, as well. So we'll get to all that right here. Middays with Mark Smaven on 93.9 The Bill.